It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The alleged shooter, who on Monday murdered 7 people and injured more than 36 others at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, was charged with 7 counts of murder and dozens more charges on the way. The 21-year-old shooter somehow legally purchased 5 weapons, including the AR-15-like assault rifle he used, despite police visits to his home twice in 2019, when he threatened to kill everyone in the house, and at a later date when he threatened suicide. At that time, they confiscated 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from him. We now know more details. The gunman had apparently been planning the attack for weeks. He wore women's clothing to disguise himself as he climbed a fire escape ladder to get to the roof of a building. From there, he fired more than 70 rounds into the families gathered for the parade. He then fled the scene and went to his mother's house to take her car. He was taken into custody a few hours later in nearby Lake Forest after a brief police chase. A second gun was found in his car following his arrest. The victims range in age from 35 to 88, and there's one toddler who was orphaned when both of his parents were killed. Arana and Kevin McCarthy were both shot dead. Someone found their 2-year-old son, Aiden, under his father's body and pulled him out. Aiden was brought to his grandparents. A GoFundMe page has already taken in almost $2 million so far. A Georgia grand jury investigating possible criminal interference by the former guy and his allies in the state's 2020 presidential election subpoenaed Senator Lindsey Graham and Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani on Tuesday. The Fulton County special grand jury also issued subpoenas for Trump's legal advisors, Kenneth Cheesebro, John Eastman, Jenna Ellis, and Cleta Mitchell, all of whom participated in Trump's effort to overturn President Biden's victories in Georgia and a few other battleground states. Giuliani's subpoena mentions his December 2020 testimony to Georgia lawmakers claiming that he had evidence of widespread voter fraud. The grand jury found that Giuliani likely has unique knowledge of Trump's, quote, multi-state coordinated efforts to influence the election results. A Mississippi judge on Tuesday rejected a request by the state's only abortion clinic to temporarily block a state ban on most abortions. Barring any new developments, the clinic, Jackson Women's Health Organization, plans to close at the end of business on Wednesday before the ban takes effect Thursday. One of the clinic's attorneys, Hillary Schneller of the Center for Reproductive Rights, said, "People in Mississippi who need abortions right now are in a state of panic." Similar situation down here in Florida, where the governor's 15-week abortion law was challenged and was supposed to not go into effect on Friday until another court overturned the stay. So there is an abortion ban after 15 weeks now in effect in Florida. What year is it again? Both the House and the Senate are out this week, so you shouldn't be expecting any new legislative action. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is apparently attempting another reconciliation bill. He's submitting text today, Wednesday, to the Senate parliamentarian, reportedly already agreed upon by all Democrats, including Manchinima. It would allow Medicare to negotiate prescription drug costs beginning in 2023. Here are a few details. The plan caps a patient's out-of-pocket costs at $2,000 per year with the ability to make monthly payments. There will be an inflation rebate to cover, quote, arbitrary and unjustified price increases that don't change year to year, with drug companies forced to make up the difference if they raise prices beyond inflation. Okay. Also included is a premium stabilization policy, which would hold down annual premium increases. Seniors would get free vaccines, and premium and copay assistance for low-income individuals would be expanded. And a major new provision would end the, quote, rogue secretary loophole, meaning that a future Republican administration must continue to negotiate on Medicare drug prices. Sounds encouraging. As for the other elements of the doomed Build Back Better legislation, Schumer and Manchin are reportedly negotiating on climate and energy provisions, plus tax reform. But there are also the Affordable Care Act premium subsidies that were enhanced due to COVID, but are set to expire at the end of the year and would impact millions of people who get their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act exchanges. Stay tuned. And the January 6th committee has announced its next hearing this coming Tuesday, July 12th, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern. And they've also announced another witness who may or may not be testifying that day, Sarah Matthews. She served as deputy press secretary in the Trump administration until resigning shortly after the January 6th attack on the Capitol. She's been subpoenaed by the House Select Committee and has agreed to testify at an upcoming hearing. Couple other tidbits. As we settle into the second half of the year, COVID should still be a major concern. The new Omicron BA4 and BA5 variants now make up more than 70% of all new COVID-19 cases in the country, and it's much more communicable. And we're still reeling from the high gas prices, so you might be surprised to learn that oil prices dropped below $100 per barrel on Tuesday for the first time since May. So those prices at the pump should continue falling, right? And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.